Yeehaw, Andy.
I hear the train coming, yeah, rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone.
Oh, when I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Well, I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Oh, but those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me.
If they free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move out over a little farther down the line. Yes, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Surprised me. Yeah. Ah. Jally Cash number here on Profiles in Folk, and it is so good to welcome Nick DePue and Barbie Tatum actually back to our WSHU studios. A little different from last time you were here, but it was a little pub unplugged program back last June. And that's where we actually got to meet Nick and Barbie, and I am delighted to have you back with me because it's just an amazing story of the two of you working as a duo that started, what, about 3 years ago?
Yeah, the summer of 2016, was it? So now approaching 4 years or something like that. Yeah.
And it's a wonderful story. Barbie, your sister was getting married.
Yep, my sister was getting married, and my mom really wanted me to sing during her ceremony, and was kind of at the point of like, all right, Barb, just sing to a track. And I was like, oh, like that, I don't know, that seems like a Walmart wedding. I don't want to do that. Like, I want it to be real. So she called her good friend, Warner DePue. That's Nick's dad. And was like, listen, I need you to do me a favor. Is there any way that Nick is home, or could Nick help Barbie out? We were aware that he played guitar. We weren't sure at that point. He was like coming back from DC, where he was in school. And, yeah. And Nick was available. I called and left him a message, and we got together for one rehearsal. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we met at my house the first time and worked through a song.
Yep.
And then played rehearsed it one more time before the wedding.
Yep.
And just did it together.
Yeah. And then after this like beautiful ceremony, we had all these people from the reception coming up to us being like, oh my gosh, when are you guys playing next? Like, there was just such, I don't know, synchronicity. There was a real, I don't know, something that was going on. And so we kind of caught the bug and just started working together very soon after that. Writing, you know, the whole recording.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting that, you know, our families happen to be very close, but I guess we had never really crossed paths until that point. And yet Barbie is an amazing singer-songwriter and had been playing for a while. And I was doing my thing with singer-songwriting, and just so happened that we were both in the right place at the right time and came together for this family ceremony, and have been going at it ever since then.
And it's just been a collaborative effort for since then.
Yeah.
In terms, I mean, you're doing music with other people as well, but you guys are working as a duo. What's it like collaborating?
I think it really enhances the experience, at least for me. One of the things that I love the most about music is harmony. It's one of my favorite things to do. And Nick happens to like it also. So when he starts singing, that's immediately where my brain goes. I love duos too. I listen to when I was growing up, like old records, The Carpenters and things like that. So it was just, I obviously love the Beatles, anything with harmony. So I think it lends itself to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's also such an amazing experience to write with Barbie, because Barbie brings her just amazing ear and harmonic sensibility to whatever we happen to be doing together. And I might have something like a small idea, and then she'll just be able to hear something really special and add like a line or harmonic movement over what I happen to be doing, and we just end up inspiring each other and bouncing off of each other's ideas until we happen to finish the song together at that point.
And I think the other thing too, it's unusual to get together with someone and have like a sync happen in terms of like a theme that you're trying to get down in a song. I don't exactly know what that is, but we seem to speak that same musical language and are interested in song form too. One of the things that in most of the songs that we've have been writing is to like add a bridge, something that kind of goes away so you can come back and appreciate a chorus again, which I love to do. So it works.
Okay. Well, why don't you treat us to a couple of your original songs?
Oh, yeah. So this song that we're about to do, this is Four Generations. This is one of actually the first song that we wrote together, and it kind of touches upon that story of how the two of us met. You'll sort of hear us tell you that story, where I was as a songwriter, where Nick was as a songwriter, coming together, you know, to put some music together for a wedding, and hopefully we will continue to keep on doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be playing on it.
And hear my song and see my light.
You got the gift, you have the heart, you've got the drive.
So sing me back to where I've been and play me songs that let me in. I'll close my eyes, forget the time.
Reminds me that my sound's alive.
I put it down, it wore me out, it did me in.
began to doubt that there was music still within.
But here I find the words to write. I'll sing them till the morning light. Coincidences can't define
the synchronicity we find for generations beyond what we know, for celebrations, bonding lives in love. There is a closeness, there is a time. I gotta say I'm glad to find that by some luck your path crossed mine. I lost my way not long ago, and at my height my mentors passed to circumstances overnight. I tried to shoulder things alone, worked until I finally broke, neglected what I needed most. A kindred soul to help me home.
Words on pages long forgotten through the years, pieces penciled when my heart was full of tears. The poetry that's in my head is coming through for me again, and somehow now it's come to life. Two friends, one dream, a song to write.
For generations beyond what we know, for celebrations, bonding lives in love. There is a purpose, there is a time. I gotta say I'm glad to find that by some luck your path crossed mine. And just like those before us did, they found a common thread that fit their lives together bit by bit. Their bond of friendship always tied, and so my friend, we carry on. You hear my voice, sing my song, and see my light.
I see your gifts, I share your hopes, I'm at your stride.
For a timeless moment we begin,
breathing out but fine within.
A counterpoint that's always been, familiar song picks up again. For generations beyond what we know, for celebrations, bonding lives in love. There is a closeness, there is a time. I gotta say I'm glad to find that by some luck your path crossed mine.
By some luck your path crossed mine.
For generations.
That is so, it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And, you know, what strikes me about it, I remember the first time I heard it, is that heard you do it, is that it kind of belies how short a time you've been together. You're just, I mean, it's so perfect, the trading off of the verses and such. It's just wonderful, wonderful music.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I just remember, yeah, the day Barbie brought the lyrics and beginnings of the song, and she had this melody and this amazing idea that, you know, we did come from such a rich family connection, and it was immediately apparent the moment we were started to play and stuff. And so it sort of made me dig deep into where I had come from and how fortunate I felt to have crossed paths with someone like Barbie and her spirit and her talent. So it's been a really blessed and short period of time, and I'm looking forward to all the next times that we're going to have together playing music and writing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to note too in that song that we're talking about generations, right?
Yes.
And right. That concept kind of comes from the fact that long before Nick and I knew each other, my mom and his dad are still and will probably always be best friends and very almost family.
Mm-hmm.
And that my grandmother and Nick's grandmother were also best friends. So we
really?
Have like a long tradition of friendship in the family. So that's another little piece that we kind of, that you'll feel in there. So maybe that's why it feels like that foundation of a long established friendship.
That too is a great, great story. Well, we are joined here at Profiles in Folk and WSHU Public Radio by Nick DePue and Barbie Tatum. Nick is currently residing in Queens, but he comes to Queens via New Canaan, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Barbie resides in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, but she's got family here in Connecticut, so mm-hmm. there's a Connecticut connection. Family in Old Saybrook?
Yep, Old Saybrook and Old Lyme.
Recall, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, is there a musical past in your background, too? I mean, how did you each come to music?
Well, I think it was sort of born in me. It's funny, before I could even talk, that was something that I was doing, just kind of playing with sounds. My mom and dad used to record
scat
me and
singing.
Then send that to my grandma, like, oh my gosh, listen to what she's just like mimicking things. And of course, my parents and my grandparents have always loved music and played. My grandma played piano, my dad mm-hmm. played guitar, my mom and dad both sang. So I think I was surrounded by it. And I happened to just naturally sort of love it. So I pursued it in different ways throughout my, you know, growing up years. I went to Mercy High School up in Middletown. And mm-hmm. so I did all the musicals there and all the chorus programs there. And mm-hmm. then went to Wheaton College up in Norton, Mass, where I studied music, which was much more challenging than I thought it was going to be. I was expecting a little more fun. But it was a really good experience. And I certainly learned so much more about theory and writing. And then I did a lot of performing with their a cappella group, which was called the Wee Tones mm-hmm. For Wheaton College.
Right.
Yeah. And then after college, I pursued music full time. I was in a different duo project. It was called Causeway and did a bunch of touring of the NACA college circuit. And, I went from one musical project sort of to the next, and I would meet musicians along kind of the way. I would bump into somebody at a show and really love what they were playing, and then, you know, that would lead to the next thing, and it becomes a community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's sort
great.
Of...
Great, that's firm, very firm foundation.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Nick, what about you?
Yeah, I also grew up in a very musical and music-loving family. Both my mom and my dad really love all types of music and had exposed me to, you know, like 60s and 70s pop, rock, and folk.
Mm-hmm.
And at a very young age, I just remember in car rides listening to Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles' White Album and, Eric Clapton and all sorts of amazing, just revolutionary recording artists. And I think that's where sort of the seed was planted in
mm-hmm.
me. And I always loved to perform. And I did some theater as well in middle school. And I picked up the guitar when I was 15 and really just became obsessed with playing guitar and playing
mm-hmm.
with my friends. And my dad and my mom sort of immediately latched on to that passion that I was just starting to develop, and they started to really just encourage me to keep going, and they got me in touch with a family friend of ours, Paul Lecca, who is a music producer and songwriter. He was credited with the hit song "Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye."
Oh,
and,
yes, right.
He recorded, produced, and also discovered Harry Chapin and
mm-hmm.
Dan Fogelberg, and he and my dad and my mom were all very close, and I'd known Paul even as a younger little tyke, and but when I was in my teenage years, he and I worked together, and he put me in the studio for the first time and had me record my first couple of songs. I was hooked on songwriting ever since then, and I fell in love with songcraft and with performing songs, and I'd always done it pretty much by myself into my college years in D.C. I was doing open mics there and playing solo stuff. And then when I got back, that's when Barbie and I met, and I really hadn't met anyone that I felt comfortable and, you know, free to write with before. And Barbie sort of opened the door for me to, you know, keep sharing music and connecting with other people through music. So, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. You want to treat us to a couple more tunes?
Sure.
I want to squeeze a lot of music out
Absolutely.
Of you today.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So this is a song called Dragonfly.
Love beyond boundaries, the expanse of the seas. I feel you around me, wind in the trees. I see you in snow scenes, sand castles and sky. When I least expect you to catch up in time. In the rays of the dawn, in the shape of a song, the dragonfly carries you. The dragonfly carries you along. And I will know what love is from beginning to the end. Now I understand why the robin makes a nest. We're made of something fragile that break apart and mend. Ready for a new life to be with us once again. In the rays of the dawn, in the shape of a song, the dragonfly carries you. The dragonfly carries you along. For only those who've lost will know the symbols left along the road. For only those who still believe love ties the bind that won't unweave.
Facing the hard truth,
free from regret.
Time will keep passing,
we move with the rest.
Arriving so quiet
through the chaos of life,
noticing spaces
that welcome your light. In the rays of the dawn, in the shape of a song, the dragonfly carries you. The dragonfly carries you along. Along, back to me, back to me.
Bring it on,
bring it on, bring it on back to me. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on back to me. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on back to me.
Is another absolutely lovely song.
Thank you.
And how is it put together?
I'm trying to remember now. I had an idea about writing about symbols. I guess I'm like a more spiritual person, and that I kept experiencing that, and I wanted to document that in a song. And so I brought that idea to Nick, and I had this dragonfly symbol in mind, and I don't even really know.
Yeah, like, so I remember you had this amazing story about you had an experience, a spiritual experience that you and your sister and your
my
mother
mom.
All had at the same day.
Yeah.
It was the day that your father had passed, and he was living in Venezuela.
Yep.
And you were stateside.
Yeah.
And when that had happened, you were all seeing dragonflies.
Mm-hmm.
And his first name happens to be Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And you wanted to speak to the fact that, you know, despite certain barriers and certain distances and even life and past life barriers, that there's this continuous sort of almost spiritual but also physical connection where, you know, you remember people through symbols and coincidences that you just can't deny.
Yes.
And, you know, the dragonfly was one, a big thing, a big coincidence that was not a coincidence.
Yes.
It was, you know, a sign that you were, you know, your connection to your father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that really spoke to me because that happened to be my mom's favorite, one of my mom's favorite insects. She always had dragonfly pendants and things. And around that time was, I think, I'm not sure if it was before, I think it was, after my mom had passed too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think after we started to put the song together, I started to notice dragonflies too, and I immediately started thinking of your dad and my mom at the same time. So whenever we sing the song, it's very, very special because it sort of brings all that to the surface again.
Yeah. I hope that when people hear the song too, that they're able to connect in their own way to loved ones that they've lost, or maybe just even that concept, right? That like love transcends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew there was a deep story behind the song. That's why I asked the question. And, you know, these guys they think very quickly on their feet because, as usual, I've thrown them a curve. I said, well, let's try and do two songs at a time. And we, you know, still haven't succeeded in doing that because I keep butting in with
questions. Oh, please, don't worry.
Questions.
We're happy to share as much as...
But it is so good to have you here on Profiles in Folk, Nick DePue and Barbie Tatum. We first met them, if I go back again, was last June at one of our little pub unplugged shows right here in this very studio. And they have been performing together for nearly 3 years, or over 3 years now. Nick has got a solo show here at Sacred Heart University at Red's Pub. We should mention that. Mm-hmm. On February 6th. Do you have a time on that?
I'd say around 8 p.m.
Okay.
That's my
sounds good.
Educated guess. Yeah.
It's, it's the student pub here at Sacred Heart University, but it is open to the public as well. So 8 o'clock, February 6th. And when is next time you two will be singing together in public?
Well, we've got a lot of things in the works. We're doing this, obviously, this radio show today, and then we've got some writing sessions that we've scheduled and some like more production type things coming up. Whenever we get started in that zone, we end up like performing quite a bit. So I would just say like follow us on Facebook and Instagram and our websites. We'll make sure to give you guys all that information. So
that's good. Yeah. How can people reach you on Facebook?
Yeah. So, it's Barbie Tatum Music and then Nick DePue Music. You got to add the music part and then you'll find our respective pages. Yeah, and then I have a website, barbietatum.com, and
nickdepew.com.
Yep, very simple.
As easy as that. And you'll find a lot of pieces of music on all those sites, so do look them up, and they have a broad range. Nick has got his own band as well that Barbie is a member of. It's called the Big Fly. Kind of a folk soul band.
Yep. It's a big ensemble of some amazing players. Barbie's singing with me, and we have Dick Neal on the banjo and guitar.
An old friend of Profiles in Folk.
He
has probably been a guest here, I'd say, 4 or 5 times on the show through the years with various. Every time he comes in, he's with a different group.
Yeah,
but he is a very, very gifted musician.
Absolutely,
great guy too.
Yeah, and we all come together when we're able. We're all from different corners of the tri-state area, but when we get together, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So we just put out a few songs actually on YouTube as a band. If you search Nick DePew and the Big Fly, we put out our single "You Never Know" in the studio. A live performance that we did in Bunker Studio in Brooklyn, and 2 other songs. In fact, if you'd like, we can even play You Never Know. We do a nice duo version of it, too.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Be fine. This is Nick DePew and Barbie Tatum.
Consider us just another intermission from the daily rush of sound bites and opinions. Are we diamonds in the rough or static in the system? Hey, you never know, you never know. Now, I've been told I don't really fit the picture. I'm not rap, but I'm not folk. They don't really get the mixture. Yeah, I may have timing, but will I ever be a fixture? Hey, you never know, you never know. And I would not change
my way
in this crazy world we've made.
Though
I might never have my day, may as well just play. What's to my name after many years of striving? My father who never breaks and every day wakes up fighting.
Oh, yeah.
My mother who laughs and smiles even when the times are trying. Just because you never know, you never know. Now, I don't have a golden calf or magic words or bragging rights or taking flight over the madness of the herd. As we launch ourselves forever into the great absurd, I'm singing, hey, you never know, you never know. And I would not change
my way
in this crazy world we've made.
Though
I might never have my day, may as well just say I'm no prophet, I'm no preacher, I'm a creature sharing space with all my friends and even strangers, trying to carve out our own place. You may hear my train come riding, see the light flash across my face.
You may take from me whatever.
You never know. Should we go right into another one?
Yeah, let's do two in a row.
All right. This one's called Caught a Feeling, which we just put out as a duo. Mm-hmm. Also produced and mixed by Dick Neal. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Got it, you caught it now, you shot it down, then it rose up from the ground. Once you realize it, it's not that surprising. Eyes on it, this moment, I want it worse than ever before. Water rising, I taste it on your eyelids. Do 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 do. I caught a feeling. Do 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 do. But what's the reason? Do 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 do. We go and chase it down, down, down. Ringing each morning while I'm singing for sunsets on the shore. Something in the distance keeps up the resistance. I'm trying,
I'm trying,
I'm finding. Mm-hmm. You drive me, you drive me all the way home. See the road behind us, but please don't let it blind us. Do 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 do. I caught a feeling. Do 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 do. You left me reeling. Do 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 do. We go and chase it down, down. Ball, take my hand. I promise I will understand the mystery in your eyes, the fear that this will end. But one kiss might land, one kiss might land. One kiss might land. One kiss might land. Do 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 do. I caught a feeling. Do 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 do. You never leave. Go and chase it down. We go and chase it down.
Nice. Those two songs dovetailed nicely too.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
In terms of the energy. Yeah. Just a silly question, but just to tease, I guess. Whose name comes first on the songwriting credits?
Well, I guess the title of the duo is Nick DePew and Barbie Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I only asked that because I was listening to an album by two women who sing together up in Canada that they just released. And I noticed as I was going through their lyrics booklet that they alternated with each song.
Oh, really?
Going through the, I think, maybe 12 songs on the album.
Okay.
And they did most wrote most of the material they were performing on the album, and I thought that was so neat that they, you know, one song would have one woman's name first, and then the next song would have the other woman's name first, and you know.
That's actually a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Just one of those crazy little things.
Yeah, those little details that.
Folk DJs can be maddening because we do tend. I will say I belong to a listserv that's all folk DJs, and we kind of trade notes and stuff like that. Mostly playlists, but I've found that we're very particular in like reading the booklets. Mm. We like certain types of type that can be read.
Oh yeah, yeah,
albums.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, the complaints that come across about how could they put that orange type on that brown background that can't be read,
mm-hmm.
stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I will say, I am a true artist in certain sense. I can be type A in certain ways, but true artist in that I lose things all the time. If I rearrange something, I'll have to like read it 12 times to make sure, like, mm-hmm. oh wait, did he put my name on there? Oh yeah, there it is. Okay. So keeping things uniform is probably might be in our best interest.
Yeah, maybe. maybe. But I like that though.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, that if we and when and if we put out like a collection, like a CD or something,
yeah.
it'd be cool to have
trade
for trade, who started the song and then
you know,
finished it with me or you and stuff.
Yeah. Then we'll have to like write a little bio crediting you.
Yeah,
thank you, Steve Winters, for giving us this incredible idea.
Well, sometimes I'm sure that you bring to the duo pieces that you've each done individually.
Sure.
I would think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It usually starts that way.
Yeah.
Where we have an idea and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We sort of like meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we like get into the zones. Nick has a studio in his house, and we could probably spend, I don't know, once we get into the zone, like 10 hours and forget about eating. Mm. We just want to get the idea down.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Just doing take after take and trying out ideas and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can definitely lose sense of time down mm-hmm. there in the basement where
yes.
there's no light source, real light sources.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
like, oh, wow, it's dark out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
That's like a musician's weight loss program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, just songwriting.
We are joined today here on Profiles in Folk by Nick Depew and Barbie Tatum. And as we said, Nick is currently residing in Queens, but he's, did you grow up in New Canaan? Or?
Yes.
Yes, pretty much grew up in New Canaan. And Barbie is now residing in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. But she has family here in Old Saybrook and
mm-hmm.
spent time here. In Connecticut as well, and they have been a duo for nearly 4 years. How have you found, and maybe kind of a strange question to ask, but working as a duo compared to working as a band in terms of just getting bookings and opportunities to play? It's a tough world out there. There are a lot of young people like yourselves who are doing music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, it's almost incredulous that, you know, I look in my mailbox and such and see how many albums are coming out, you know, every month, how many people are actually playing. That at times it's got to feel like a fist fight out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think probably for some of the gigs that we book, it maybe is sometimes a little easier to do the duo.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's going to be a long gig, it's nice to do the duo because we can trade off vocally so neither one of us kind of burns out.
Right.
But booking the band is also a lot of fun. Either way, I think the win is ultimately, as a musician, really enjoying what you're doing. I,
mm-hmm.
like, can't
right.
get enough of it. What, sometimes I'm having more fun, like, playing with Nick than I'm really paying attention to what's really even happening at the
Likewise.
Gig. And the same thing is true with the band. Like, yes, it's a grind, right? But we're having so much fun. Like, you'll catch eyes. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll catch eyes with, you know, whatever. this incredible keys player that we work with, this guy named J.D. Lee. And it's like, ah, like just this fun energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're really enjoying it, I think that's really the win. Yeah. And I think it really sponsors and supports not only the people who are there enjoying it, but certainly like the booking crowd that's out there looking for bands. They want to see that you like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I don't know. I know it's harder to get the band booked sometimes because how many of us are there now?
There's seven, including mm-hmm. me. So we mostly do small clubs in the city, pretty much.
Right.
And that seems to be the most appropriate venue and also the most accessible to everyone who's mm-hmm. in the band.
Yeah. Right.
We all converge on the same spot. But yeah, Barbie and I, we're very flexible and low maintenance. So there's no shortage of places that we can stick ourselves in a corner and just sort of set up our thing and play.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's in restaurants where people don't expect us, and then, you know, we really aren't that invested in who we sort of attract while we're playing, but we're just, you know, bouncing off each other's energy mm-hmm. and having a great time, and then some people come up to us afterwards and mm-hmm. and sort of like appreciate, you know, how much fun we happen to be having that night.
Right.
I just love watching you. You guys are just so into it.
Yeah.
So it's fun either way, though, with the band, too, because it's like that times three.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, would you like to play something where each of you does a solo?
Sure.
Yeah. You know,
a solo song?
Yeah.
Great.
So this is a song called One Track Mind. I actually wrote it for all you commuters who might be listening late at night on Friday, heading back from the city to Connecticut. This is a song called One Track Mind. I wrote it on Metro North. Yeah.
Mama put the fire inside my heart, and Daddy, gave me the music to jumpstart, gave me life. Oh, 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 oh. And Mama said to follow my inside voice, and Daddy, he never gave me a second choice. He let me go, let me go, oh, oh, he let me go. I said, I want to track my mind. I'm moving on down the northeast line. No matter if it rains or snows, my whistle blows. A one track my eye, I'm moving on down the northeast line. No matter if it rains or snows, my whistle blows. Oh, and it's possible to learn to take a hit, let go of the burn, give it up now. Cause Mama never ever takes no, and Daddy, yeah, runs his very own show. Well, just my luck, just my luck, just my luck. I said, I want track my eye, I'm moving on down the northeast line. No matter if it rains or snows, my whistle blows. I want to track my eye, I'm moving on down the northeast line. No matter if it rains or snows, my whistle blows. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Cause once you get inside of my head, I never put it to bed. I can try, I'm stopping butterfly like I'm not. I want more than I got. My oh my, I'm stopping butterfly like I'm not. I want more than I got. Ooh, my oh my, one track my eye. I'm moving on down the northeast line. No matter if it rains or snows, my whistle blows. Oh, my whistle blows. Don't matter if it rains or snow or rolls, my whistle blows. Don't matter if it rains or snows, my whistle blows. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Done a lot of jazz singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it comes through.
Yep, I do. I really. That's one of my favorite things to listen to is jazz music. Yeah. It's good.
Okay, Nick, you want to do a solo piece?
Sure. This is a Steve Winter request. This is Everyday mm-hmm. Beautiful. And yeah, I wrote it a couple years ago, and just thinking about my mom and our family, and at the time my mom was battling ALS, and just sort of thinking about her plight and feeling homesick and sort of wishing I could be home to help her. And I did get to come back to my house after my school career and spent 2.5 years with her helping out and spending time with her. So that was really special. And this song is basically pretty much about her and my love for her. Well, sort of. It's inspired. It's inspired. I sort of changed it, actually, where it's like talking to someone who's having a hard time emotionally. And of course, my mom was having her trials too emotionally. But it's for anyone who's feeling down and not, you know, sure of their own worth. I know you're ready. You've been here so long, asking where's the sunshine, 'cause you can feel it strong. But you found it, you always had it. It's ironic, you will be the last to know. You've been making our every day beautiful. I will be there with you, friends and family too. You will see us smiling, 'cause you're shining through. And we'd like to thank you for crashing out the blues. You're our big sun blazing, and we must shine for you. So you'll find it, and you'll find it. Yes, I promise
you will be the next to know. You will find that every day in many ways is beautiful. Beautiful, you see, you are beautiful, you see, you are beautiful.
So poignant, so poignant. Well, mm-hmm. It has been wonderful having you both here, finally, after all of the transition to the new studios and stuff. But we got you here.
Yeah,
that's the important thing. What's in the future for Barbie Tatum and Nick DePue?
Well, immediately, we are actually playing together at the Old Church Concert Series fundraiser on February 7th to help fundraise for Mike Wilcox, who started and organized the concert series for so long and made it what it is now.
Okay, where's that located?
So they are relocating from Rocky Hill to Meriden,
okay.
Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
The First Congregational Church.
Right.
There, the people in Meriden are taking over the series and will continue on in that location.
Okay.
And it's going to be, I know Dick Neal's going to be there too, playing to support, and a lot of other amazing artists too, a lot of great people. So that's in a few weeks, and we're also getting together to write, because it has been a little bit, mm-hmm. since the last time we actually got to sit down and have a day, mm-hmm. to ourselves, because we've been running around.
Mm-hmm.
We also are doing some TV studio stuff. We'll be shooting a studio performance that'll mm-hmm. be aired on Spectrum's local access channel, and we'll be playing our duo songs, mm-hmm. for that. And
Just recently, too, we were up in Hartford at the National Association of Collegiate Activities Northeast Conference,
mm-hmm.
and worked a booth there to see if we could get to a college campus near you. Yeah, mm-hmm. in the Northeast. Looking to book some of the college shows and network as much as possible, meet more musicians, with, I guess, new opportunities for, I guess, booking, that kind
right.
of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Great.
And also just keep having fun doing music.
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. thank you both for coming in and sharing your music with myself and our listeners here at WSHU and Profiles in Folk. And hopefully we'll have you back again soon.
Thank you.
We love that.
Yeah, we would love it.
Thank you again.
Would you mind finishing up? You were both talking about how you do sort of a smash up. Do I have the right
mash up
lingo
or medley
there?
Yeah.
I'm so old, you know.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Sure.
We'll get it together
let's
for
cue
you.
Let's cue it up.
Okay. While you're doing that, mm-hmm. we'll just remind people that they are listening to Nick DePue and Barbie Tatum. And the sound tonight being mixed by our director of engineering, Paul Litvinovich, the man behind the glass, as we always say here at WSHU Public Radio.
Okay.
I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby?
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you all around. Those pretty faces always make you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch, one glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh baby, give me one more chance.
Tell you that I love you.
Won't you please let me back in your arms? Oh darling, I was blind to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
But now since I've seen you,
I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby?
The two of us,
lost.
We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
How does
just
it
the
feel?
Two of us.
I'm lost
just
without
the two
you.
Of us.
Can't
building big castles in the sky.
How does
just
it
the
feel
two of us.
To know that
you
I
and
love
I.
you, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so much
fun.
Thank
you for coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.